today and see this tradition continue on. You know, this is the 143rd Fancy Farm Picnic. And I got to tell you, when Stephen called me back in the early spring and asked me if I would consider being the MC, it wasn't on my radar. I was totally surprised by the call. It took me a few days to think about it, to get back with him. But I wanted to get back with him and tell him that growing up in Western Kentucky, I had the opportunity to attend many Fancy Farm Picnics. I've not missed many. I consider it very honored to be a part of this historical political event. In fact, been here so many times, I didn't need a GPS or a map to show me how to get here. In fact, my bride, behind me over here, 46 years, we came to this when we were in high school. She actually sang on stage during the open ceremonies. So we've had a long history of making the trip to Fancy Farm, and it really means a lot to us to be here today. I want to thank Stephen and Mark and all Wilson, all the group that's been involved down for years to make this happen. You know, this is a really special event. I just want to share with you from my standpoint. I recognize how important it is. It's a huge opportunity. You look at this community with about 450 people by the census coming together every year for this many years, volunteering your time to work together to raise your money for to support your church and your school. What an example of being a volunteer in your community. That has helped build America in what it is today, that type of people giving their time and their service to help their neighbors in their community. And what a tremendous example it is for the political process. An opportunity to focus on citizenship. Yes, there'll be a lot of back and forth today, but I think it also sends a message for young people. How important our political process is. How important it is to be engaged in the election process. In fact, there's a member on this stage today, this elected official. He first sat in this audience as a young man, visiting his picnic his dad. You never know what impact it may have on a young person to set their goals, to sometimes take their turn in public service. So it's really important. I want to take a minute, though, just to pause and reflect back on the prayer a while ago. Being from this part of the state, as others from out the state, I recognize what Graves County's been through the last 24 months. What can you imagine that? I know I appreciate the media, what they did with the photos and the videos and all the news coverage, helping tell the story of the rest of the Commonwealth, but also around the country, the devastation you went through with the tornado in Mayfield and surrounding counties. It's hard to imagine. When I first visited a few days after that tornado, I actually called my wife, Nancy, to say, Nancy, I know we've seen the coverage. I know our church is sending money and we're doing what we can to support our friends and neighbors in West Kentucky. But the videos, the photos don't do it justice. You got to stand there in the courthouse square and see what used to be there and see that devastation. As we rode around yesterday, seeing the continued recovery, it's just amazing what this community goes for. I say that to say to you. Together and see you as neighbors and loved ones, all the state to come together to do what you can to recover sends a great example. You will continue to be in our prayers and you'll continue to have our financial support as we have the opportunity to do that and participate in that. And then floods. My goodness, I know in Kentucky we're going to have a flood or drought somewhere in the state every year. We just don't know where and how devastating it's going to be. And you had your share of rain. We were needing rain when you got that big one. We just didn't need that much. And then what we went through last night. I was talking to one of our friends here today. One of the families close by here had just finished their new home. And that storm during the night that those of you that came down early may experience, lightning struck that new home and burned it to the ground before they had a chance to move in. Just another example. We never know what's going on in someone else's life. So I just want to say, we thank a lot of you. We want to help you. We want to be supportive. This picnic, minimum 10,000 people. Some people have estimated as high as 15,000 people. Been recognized by the worldwide Guinness World Book of Records as being the largest one-day picnic in North America. That's a lot to take credit for. When you take about 20,000 pounds of barbecue, 1,400 pounds of chicken and hot dogs and hamburgers, 400 pounds of potato salad, and then all the desserts. All those pies and cakes are homemade by volunteers here in this community. A community of 450 people. Give it back. It's amazing. People may reference the Iowa Kentucky venues, and for those of you who may not be familiar with Kentucky venues, it's the marketing name that we use for the Kentucky State Fair Board. We manage two properties in Louisville, Kentucky. The Kentucky International Convention Center downtown Louisville will host about 140 events a year, and the Kentucky Exposition Center, meeting even though it's the fairgrounds, will host about 200. Gotta take a minute to brag on our staff. We recovered last year at 106% of where we were pre-COVID, and in 21, 73% of where we were pre-COVID. When you have almost 4 million people coming through your doors on an annual basis and filling up 69% of hotel rooms in our region, we have a little bit of an idea of what it takes to feed 10,000 people. What that group of volunteers do here in this community to support the school, the church, and other worthy causes is just short of being amazing. Let's show these volunteers again our appreciation. True example of leadership and volunteerism. In today's society, we need to cultivate that. We need true leadership in our homes, in our churches. We need it at all levels of government. We need it in organizations, and we need it in our communities. So it's a tremendous example that all of us can look to for information and inspiration as we want to move forward. My goal today is being the MC is to be fair, and be friendly with everybody, but be firm on the rules and try to maintain order the best that any one human being can do with a crowd like this that's very passionate about what you're interested in. You know, I want to see this tradition continue on. I really do. Not just the picnic, but the political side of it too. As Kentuckians, we like to meet those who want to represent us in Frankfort and in Washington. We want to look them in the eye. We want to shake their hand. We want to evaluate their priorities, their vision, their priorities of what they want to do. We want to evaluate all of that and compare it to ours so we can make a good decision. And coming together like that today and being a part of this process allows that to continue on. And hopefully other communities will continue to do that. I realize with all the media, we're in a day and time where media drives the force, and social media, all that's important, and it is. But in Kentucky, we still like to meet them and shake their hands, and that's important. We recognized them a while ago, but I want to recognize them again, and that's the Kentucky State Police. Keep all of us safe the best they can in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We see that firsthand. And they're celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. And for our Capitol Police are here today, and those out of Frankfort, and those that have served the Keller House, local sheriff offices, and local police departments, thank you for being here today. That's important. Day when these men and women put that badge on, they put that uniform on, whether it be a day or night, and they take their shift. They're putting a lot at risk. And also, we want to thank their families for that sacrifice. You know, this is a church picnic. It's a fundraiser. And I want to encourage you today to get your billfolds out, your wallets out. Buy plenty of barbecue and beverages for the while you're here today. But buy some extra to take home with you. Stop over here and buy a t-shirt. Buy some more souvenirs. Play some bingo. And don't forget to purchase a chance for that vehicle. I understand it's a Jeep again this year. My good friend Ray Newton from Lithotown came to his first fancy farm in 2018. Got here on the property, bought a $5 ticket. Guess what happened? He drove home a brand new Jeep. And you can too, but you gotta buy a ticket. You gotta do it. So let's support this group and keep it going. Ever since Steve invited me to be the MC today, I've had a lot of people ask me, Are you going to tell any jokes? And I've had a lot of people offer something I'd love to tell today. But there's a man that I really respect. I've heard him say many times, I never got in trouble for something I didn't say. And I've tried to navigate that as I work with elected leaders all across the Commonwealth and do that. You know, they ask me, you know any political jokes? Well, I've met a few along the way. But you know the problem with political jokes? If we as voters aren't informed, sometimes they get elected. So we've got a responsibility to that. And there's a lot of discussion now about artificial intelligence, AI. Can't pick up any publication or online without someone referencing AI. I made a presentation a few weeks ago at the leadership group, and doing a Q&A, they were asking me, what impact has AI had on agriculture? What impact has AI had on tourism? So I was giving a little bit of idea about that, how it's affected our industries. And one of the follow-up questions was, how long has it been around? Before I could stop myself, I said, since we've had elections. I was attending a regulation review convening in Frankfurt a few years back. We had a regulation up, and at the conclusion of the meeting out in the hallway, one of the members came up to me. He said, David, have you heard what my opponent is saying about me? Well, quite frankly, I hadn't. And he was serious, and I thought he was teasing. I said, I've not really heard. He said this. He said, if he didn't quit lying on me, I'm going to start telling the truth on him. And all I could do was laugh, but he was serious. I didn't mean to offend him. I was over in Owensboro a few months ago, and over the years I've had a chance to work with many people in Davis County, different levels of government. And I was at the Moonlight having dinner, and a gentleman walked over I worked with over the years, and he's an elected official, and we exchanged greetings. And as he got ready to walk away, I said, wait a minute, I want to ask you something. Do you have any opposition this year? He stopped and he said, David, you got to understand, I'm an elected official. I always have opposition. But this year, I don't have an opponent. And there's a big difference in that. And we understand that. I really appreciate those sitting behind me today for being here. To helping this tradition continue on. It's important. And I appreciate them being here today and participating in this annual process. I want to ask those behind me, if they're seeking office, if they're on the ballot in this year, if they would stand, I'd ask you to join me in showing our appreciation for those here today. Decisions and have a choice on election day.